Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy the final part of our three-part series into the British Empire. If you haven't been listening to the last two episodes, then I recommend doing so. It'll help put into context what we'll talk about now. However, let's also recap what we spoke about in our last episode. We left the British Empire at the height of its power. Despite losing colonies and the War of Independence in North America and the East India Company being taken over, the empire focuses on other new territories in Africa, the Caribbean, and of course India, perhaps the most important territory of them all. So, for our final episode of this series, today we'll be talking about the decline of the British Empire. The decline of the British Empire was a slow process that took just about most of the 20th century to complete. It wasn't one thing, but many. And eventually the mighty empire was slowly and systematically eroded, and eventually by the 1970s and 1980s, it was over. What were these events that rang the death knell for the empire? We'll look at them in chronological order, and they are as follows. World War I and World War II. Both wars with Germany and its allies, while one had a devastating effect on the empire. Financially and diplomatically, both wars pushed the limits of the empire, exhausting its population, economic resources, overstretching its military and fueling nationalistic movements within its colonies. The shift in global power dynamics with the rise of the United States and the Soviet Union as new superpowers further diminished Britain's ability to maintain its empire. The ideological shift towards self-determination and anti-colonialism after World War II made it increasingly difficult for Britain to justify and sustain its colonial rule, leading to a wave of decolonization in the following decades. Ironically, the process of colonization, while initially aimed at expanding British power and wealth, ultimately contributed to the empire's decline by fostering nationalist movements. This created economic inequalities, provoking resistance through repressive policies, and becoming unsustainable in the face of global political changes. The very systems and structures established to maintain the empire became the very instruments of its dismantling, as educated elites, labor movements, and international pressures coalesced to demand and achieve independence. After both world wars, Britain lacked the authority and the power to maintain its position as a superpower. Overtaken by the USA and the Soviet Union, Britain wasn't alone in this. The era of Europe as a global superpower were over. Crippled economically, all nations that had previously had colonies started the process of decolonization as nationalist pushback increased. The independence of India and Pakistan in 1947 was a direct consequence of the pressures built up during and after the war. It was a significant blow to the British Empire and set a precedent for other colonies. Over the next few decades, the former colonies from Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the Caribbean, an incredible 54 countries gained independence from the British Empire during this time. The British Empire's inability to effectively manage soft power through diplomatic engagement, political reforms, and culturally sensitive governance contributed to the rise of nationalist movements and the eventual decline of the empire. The reliance on coercive measures and failure to address the aspirations and grievances of colonial populations often backfired, leading to increased resistance and international condemnation. Incidents too numerous to discuss here eroded the moral standing of the British Empire. Palestine, Kenya, Malaysia, and Northern Ireland all served to highlight how, due to the empire's use of force rather than diplomacy, some of which are still problematic today. Many leaders were instrumental in the decline of the British Empire and the broader decolonization process. Through their leadership, advocacy, and sacrifices, they galvanized their respective populations, challenged colonial authorities, and helped shape the post-colonial war. Figures like Gandhi and Nelson Mandela, amongst others, clashed or cooperated with British leaders like Clement Attlee, Winston Churchill, Harold Macmillan, and Margaret Thatcher to push forward decolonization. The pressures to end the empire weren't just external, but also internal. Britain went through a change in values. The ideology of imperialism lost favor both domestically and internationally. The moral and ethical arguments against colonial rule gained traction. The cultural and intellectual climate of the time increasingly viewed colonialism as anachronistic and unjust. As such, throughout the 20th century, a series of independence acts were passed, formally ending British rule in various territories. British public opinion shifted against maintaining the empire, especially after the horrors of World War II and the moral arguments against colonialism. People were war-weary, and the process of immigration from previous colonies like India and Pakistan diluted the voices of the staunch imperialists like Winston Churchill and Enoch Powell. Immigration was needed after the millions of soldiers who died in World War II, and so former colonies were given the opportunity to migrate to the UK to help rebuild the economy. Internationally, the new superpowers, the USA and the Soviet Union, were not inclined to support British territories and put pressure both on Britain and its territories to push for independence. The motives of the USA and the Soviet Union are unclear, but they both sought to gain influence with these newly independent countries. And so, we come to the end of our series. We can see that the economic, moral, and diplomacy all played a part in the collapse of the British Empire. But more than that, the end of an era of colonization was here. At the decline of such a globe-spanning empire, it is interesting to note that no other civilization has sought to take over or copy it. It can then be argued that it was the end of all empires, especially those that rely on territory, to project power.